Welcome to Sunday Jazz. I'm Gina, and you are listening to a brief interview with Cheryl Baker. Rita Codrington was born on the 8th of March 1954 in Bethnal Green, East London, England, and her stage name is Cheryl Baker. Now, I started off by asking Cheryl, was she from Kent? And she said no. Surprisingly, she was originally from London, East London. Now, I asked Cheryl that she was in an operatic society. Now, Cheryl said that she and her sister were members and attended it for 5 years. Cheryl had entered the Eurovision Song Contest in 1978 with the band Coco, and they came 11th, and I asked her, how did she get involved in the Eurovision Song Contest for the second time? Cheryl explained to me, and she said she was asked to participate in it again. And amazingly, she was in a band called Bucks Fizz, and she won. I asked Cheryl, how did you feel? The band was thrilled, and winning had changed her life. Cheryl described how her career has evolved since then. She has hosted Record Breakers with the late Roy Castle. I also asked Cheryl about David Van Day. He had his reasons for joining and then departing. Cheryl described her career and her appearance in the West End in the musical Footloose and Happy Days. Cheryl spoke about her husband Steve and her daughters, who have a musical in the theatre in June. And I asked Cheryl, well, what is happening to you this year in 2024? That's just something that I'm just going to be playing afterwards. Now, Cheryl says that she is performing on cruise ships, and she will be performing with her band, The Fizz. I also asked her about her charity work for Great Ormond Street Children's Charity. And Cheryl said that she's got quite a lot of things going, and she has so much charity work that she is involved in. She also said that she has done marathons and volunteered in a charity shop. Now, during lockdown, COVID lockdown, Cheryl was reduced to selling her clothes and things on eBay. And she also did a virtual show at home as well.
Online chats. I've done with my family, as you mentioned, all four of us are entertainers. So we've done shows from my living room. On the, you know, my real name is Rita Stroud. On the sofa with the Stroudies, you know. So.
Well, that's Cheryl and what she had done during lockdown. Now, Cheryl is a performer and a person who has a great personality. Now, as I said, now there is a motto: learn, perform, succeed. And Cheryl Baker has achieved all this. She turns 70 on the 8th of March. And she doesn't even look it when I met her. And may I say thank you to so many people who made this interview happen, and I express my gratitude to Exum Explorer in Epsom, Surrey, and Elaine Lane. And many thanks to listeners from Mexico, Maryland, Colorado, New York, and the Philippines. And as you know, LMS Radio is available on podbean.com, Bullhorn FM, Samsung, Google Nest Hub, Podcast Guru, Podchaser, and wherever you may find us. Thank you so much again for listening to me here on Sunday Jazz with a brief interview with Cheryl Baker, the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest in 1981. So what I'm going to do, I will leave you with that winning song, Making Your Mind Up, which scored an incredible 136 points. Bye-bye from me, Gina, here, and I do hope to see you next time.
For making you mine.